Get ready. WFOD starts here.
Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND. I am Mike. Travis is here. Hi, Travis.
It's me. Hello. Thanks.
And Matt is here as well. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Matt, I hope you're well.
I'm well.
I hope everyone out there in our listening public is well. Drunkard STL on the Twitters is planning on joining us. He's running a little behind. He's tardy, Travis, is what he is.
I saw that fucking traffic.
Yeah, there's some traffic going on. Travis, before Drunk gets here, 2 hours ago you tweeted something, and I want you to explain it to me.
What was that?
You tweeted, "I am the most informed person on the planet and in the galaxy." What's that? Oh. What's that all about, Travis?
You know, I was just, I jumped on Twitter and saw the President of the United States' press secretary said something stupid. And so I decided that I would also say something stupid.
Makes sense.
Yeah, said the president was the, this president is the most informed person on the planet. And just like when he said he was like a, what did he say? He was like a sane genius or
stable.
Something like that.
A stable genius.
Yeah, the smart and stable genius. I also said I was a smart and stable genius. So this time I said I am also the most informed
person. But maybe
there's
some facts to him being the most informed president. Like maybe he actually stays really informed as if like he has all of this information coming at him. He just doesn't know how to A, understand, decipher, process. He just can't keep it. He can't retain the information.
So you're saying he's getting more information than any president has probably ever gotten.
I almost would believe that because he really stays on top of like all the stupid media bullshit that you don't ever really see other presidents getting involved in ever in our history. So maybe he is more informed than anybody before.
It could be like where Barack Obama had like his morning update and like his afternoon evening update. Mm-hmm. Trump just constantly all day is being given information that he can't understand.
The problem is he's just an ass.
Mm-hmm. Travis, I have something that I want to inform you about. I'm hoping you don't know about it already because
I probably do.
Way more fun. Because you are informed. You're an informed man.
One of the most informed. There's Trump, and then there's the albino alligator.
Now, Matt, right. I was excited to tell Travis about this story because I know that Travis is a huge Chicago Bears fan.
This is in my wheelhouse, then.
Chicago Bears fan. Travis, did you happen to see Jay Cutler's Instagram account?
We just got back from Buffalo Wild Wings. Something popped up on ESPN. It was his second Instagram story. And the wife was like, "Hey, look, Jay Cutler's on TV." I had to explain to her what has been going on with Jay Cutler this past week.
Matt, are you up on this?
I have no idea.
The Jay Cutler saga? Okay, so
you have to play the Instagram story audio.
So, Matt. Jay Cutler, he was a quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Smoking Jay, baby.
he's kind of known for being very low energy and low just effort.
Kind of aloof, right? Aloof.
He's an aloof gentleman. He was married to an actress, I believe, but they got divorced.
They just got divorced within the last few weeks. He was married to one of the broads from The Hills, Kristen Cavallari. She had a program on E! Entertainment Television called Very Cavallari, where Jay Cutler would often make cameo appearances telling her how dumb things were.
Mm-hmm. So to start, Travis, Jay Cutler's Instagram handle. And by the way, if you're on the Instagram, follow Jay Cutler because he's a great follow. His Twitter, his Instagram name is If Jay Had Instagram. And his description is, I don't have Instagram, but if I did, ... now I do.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck that means, right?
It might be hard to follow, but...
Matt, Jay Cutler, he retired from football. He's no longer playing. He had a brief stint with the Miami Dolphins. But he, again, low energy, low effort.
He actually had a pretty solid deal in place with Fox Sports to be a commentator. And the Miami Dolphins said, shit, we need a quarterback. Who the hell is available? And they gave old Cuddy like $7 million for 1 year to come and hang out by the sidelines, not giving a shit. And then he just retired.
It looks like what happened is Jay Cutler, he's moved off the grid a bit. He's got himself a farm, Matt. He's ready to get away from it all. You know, the hustle and the bustle of Chicago is not for Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, he just wants to chill out. And so what he did,
simple man,
is he
you
went
say
out.
He started a farm?
Yeah. He bought a bunch of chickens.
Chickens?
Yes. He has a whole big yard of chickens, and they're just kind of out running around. But what he noticed was that something, and he doesn't know what, keeps hopping the fence and eating his chickens.
Okay, here's the deal. First story, it's a big one. We've got a chicken serial killer on the loose. We've lost quite a few. Tonight, we're going to set up a trail camera, see if it's a coyote, bobcat, I don't know, raccoon. Could be anything. Not sure.
Okay, so he's on the case, Matt, and he began. This is his first post on Instagram.
That was his first Instagram story ever. This divorce is suiting this guy very well.
So Jay, Matt, he has some suspects in the chicken thing. He thinks maybe a fox, maybe a raccoon, maybe a bobcat. You know,
there is one. One other possibility could be an inside job. Thelma over there, while she looks nice and sweet, is a savage with loose morals. Thelma, hey cat, kitty cat. I hope you don't show up on camera tonight.
So yeah, he's gonna set up a variety of cameras on his chicken farm. Okay, you put up a camera, but then what? I mean, you're just going to watch your chickens get murdered. But I mean, like, you just know what type of animal it is.
Right. At least you know then, right? Like, you're not left wondering for the rest of your life what is happening. You have the information.
And then I guess you can prepare from that. But I mean, like, some of these chickens, they're going to be sacrificed, you know, for his curiosity's sake.
Yeah, you just get more chickens.
Well, it's a good thing, Travis, because apparently Jay Cutler, he has a chicken guy.
All right, here's the deal. My chicken guy, Blake, dropped me off some more chickens.
His chicken guy, Blake, he's just going to bring him some more chickens to put out there for whatever it is that's eating his chickens.
My chicken guy, Blake,
right,
dropped me off some more chickens. That's an amazing statement, and I would love to make that statement in my regular life.
Travis, can we just become a true crime podcast that is dedicated to finding out what's eating Jay Cutler's chickens?
Oh, see if we can get Cuddy on the podcast?
Been posting. This has been going on for like weeks, Travis.
This is an ongoing saga.
He set up the cameras to try to catch what it was, but apparently this thing is really smart because it didn't show up when he put up
the camera. No pictures on the cam, as expected. We're obviously dealing with a pretty intelligent predator. I think it is safe to say it's not the cat.
Oh, thank God.
So I think we can take her off the suspect list.
So it's not the cat, Travis, because the cat was accounted for. But, I mean, the cat was accounted for on a night that no chickens were murdered. So
right.
How can he just scratch the cat off? Maybe the cat just didn't feel like killing that night.
Yeah, cats are sneaky. You never know. You turn your back, they're gone for a couple of minutes. They could have slaughtered a chicken and got right back in your vision.
They definitely snuck into some crib and stole the breath of a baby.
Mm-hmm. As they do.
You never know. I think that he put up a poll on what people think it is, and the number one suspect was a fox, which I think is stereotypical of chicken murder. I mean, that would always be the first suspect, wouldn't it?
Wow. Yeah, fox, coyote.
You think a fox did it?
Where in the country is old Jay living now, does he say?
I don't think he says, Travis. I think he wants his privacy. But then again, he's starting an Instagram account. Oh, well, if Jay had Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
... Now I do. So this was the update from less than 24 hours ago, Travis.
Had a long morning. Thought about all the miscues I've had. Past couple days. Went and picked up my new Christensen rifle. Talked to my buddy Ray.
Oh, he's getting firepower now, Travis.
He told me peanut butter in the cage. Works every time. So, that's what we're going with.
Yep. So he's got live traps set up all over the place. Talking about.
So I put chicken in there and a marshmallow and tuna.
So he's got peanut butter, chicken.
Wait. So the guy said put peanut butter there, and that's a foolproof thing. So he decided that he was going to do it one better. Put marshmallow and
put
tuna.
It like four better, Travis. He's putting peanut butter, a marshmallow, chicken, and tuna all in the cage to catch the thing that's killing his chickens.
Do you think you're automatically going to get your cat climbing in that thing with fucking tuna?
I'm not really sure I understand.
Wouldn't the chicken go in there? How do you keep the chicken from going in there and wanting some? But do chickens eat peanut butter? What do chickens eat, Travis?
I think everything eats peanut butter.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out there the next morning and there's a bunch of goddamn chickens in his.
Yeah. Or like his next door neighbor is like, oh, shit, I smell peanut butter and tuna fish.
So I hope that we can stay updated on this. And guys, I mean, like, we'll keep you posted as news comes available.
We have to, these Cutler updates have to keep coming fast and furious because, I've been thinking about this actually, obviously, for a little while now, too. And because this divorce is so fresh, I wouldn't be surprised if his ex-wife either... Probably not hands-on because she is a cast member of The Hills, and I doubt that they would get their hands dirty like this. But I bet she knows some shady characters who she could send over to old Jay Cutler's house to take his chickens out to punish him.
You think that she's doing it like as a revenge thing?
Yeah.
I mean, she left him, right?
She left him because he told her to get a job.
What the fuck is he doing? He's spending all day setting up cameras to catch a fox, Travis.
Well,
doesn't sound like he's working too goddamn hard.
Jay Cutler made his money. He made $7 million in 1 year just a couple of years ago. He did his part for the relationship and their family and their children. Like, she needs to get a job that's not reality TV. That's what he said, and she didn't like it. And then she left him.
Travis, speaking of relationships, did you see the trending story on Twitter the other day about the guy with all the Funko Pops?
I did not.
You missed this one, huh?
I did.
Now, I think this is fake. Let me start by saying this. I read this, and I don't think this is real. I think this is a goof. But it was a big thing on Twitter, and everybody was weighing in. They were pretty much weighing in the same way. I mean, it wasn't like there was if there's one thing that I think we can agree on as a country, it's that this guy's a dipshit. So this guy posted this big, long post. I don't know if I'm going to read the whole. Maybe I'll just. Should I read the whole thing or
I mean, how long is it? Give us the cliff notes if you can.
I'll just read it, Travis. So tell me when to stop. I know everyone's going to think this is fake, but trust me when I say this is an actual stop. Situation I'm going through. So it's fake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. Yep. All right. What are we talking about next?
So for...
So
for some explanation, I have been collecting Funko Pops way before I even met my wife. Buying Funko Pops started off just as a simple interest, but quickly became a passion of mine. Since my first time buying a Funko Pop 6 years ago, I've stocked up thousands of these figures. So now about my relationship with my wife. 2 years ago, I met my soon-to-be wife. From the very beginning of the relationship, she was well aware of my Funko Pop collection and was well aware that at the time I was spending a few $100 monthly in order to keep expanding my collection. She was perfectly fine with this, by the way. In fact, she would buy Funko Pops for me for my birthday and for Christmas. However, about a week ago, we got in a huge fight over my spending of Funko Pops.
Did you really say Funko Pops this many times?
I know. It's
ridiculous.
I will admit, these past few months, I have been dropping about $500 monthly on Funko figures. But in my opinion, it was not financially tanking, considering me and my wife have pretty decent jobs. I don't want to state what those jobs are for privacy reasons.
Okay.
Anyways, she was telling me I needed to stop the Funko Pop collecting for a long time, or at least cut down my Funko spending to 3 Funko Pops per month.
Jesus Christ. 3 pops a month?
In my opinion, that is so ridiculous considering how limited I would be in my choice of Funko Pops.
That's like 3 Funko Pops a month.
I tried to explain to her how much I enjoy collecting these figures and how much it means to me. She then started yelling that we were going to go in debt because of the amount of money I've been spending on Funko Pops. I stated to her how she was completely overreacting and there is no way we could possibly go in debt from this. Yeah, there's a whole bunch more. She goes to her sister's house. She called and said that it's either her or the Funko Pops, and he chose the Funko Pops. So,
well, I feel like this guy is probably, if this is legitimate, will be on an upcoming episode of Hoarders.
Yeah, I mean, like my first thing was I want to see this Funko Pop collection.
It's Hoarders, and I don't even think that it's like a Funko Pop obsession, right? Like, if it wasn't Funko Pops, it would be like the train set inside of the basement. Like, this guy, I think he's fine. I don't think there's any issues. I think he just has, this is his one outlet. Like, okay, him and his wife, they make good money, but he doesn't get any out, he doesn't have any fun. He doesn't have anything that's his. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that he's kind of probably miserable with her anyway. And she's like, no,
But Matt, he was collecting Funko Pops before he even met her.
And she knew how much he was spending on Funko Pops before they got married.
Yeah. I think they're probably very well organized. They're probably in fucking little plastic containers. Like, if you're spending $500 a month on Funko fucking Pops, like, you're taking care of the Funko Pops. Like,
oh, those Funko Pops are in those same little plastic cases that Beanie Babies used to be displayed in. These Funko Pops are probably very well displayed.
Do you think he has storage units? I mean, I doubt he has them all in his home. He's spending $500 a month.
I bet his entire home is covered in display cases for Funko Pops.
Listen, if they make enough money that he can frivolously spend $500 a month on Funko Pops, I'm sure he's got a nice house with storage.
And that's,
I mean, like, they have kids. Did he say if they had kids? No kids?
No kids. I don't believe.
I mean, in $500 a month on Funko Pops, I mean, that's a lot of Funko Pops. Because don't they retail for like $20 a pop max?
I think they retail for like $12. Like,
right.
I don't buy a lot of Funko Pops, but there are Funko Pops that I come across and I'm like, oh, I like that. That's kind of cool.
Matt, I bought one like a week ago. You want to know which one I bought?
I love the one that you bought.
Melissa Etheridge.
Travis, they had one that I saw the other day that I had to
Gil
have.
Dannon.
It was
I have a Dildanen Funko Pop.
Oh, nice.
Travis, do you remember the Farrah Fawcett poster from the 80s where she's wearing the red swimsuit?
Absolutely.
They made that into a Funko Pop.
Yep.
That's one you picked up?
I saw it at the Target, and I was like, oh, my God, that's great. And so I have a Farrah Fawcett. It is one of the stupidest things I've ever bought.
Which is so funny because, like, that is before all of... I'm older, a little older than you, and yeah. even that is before my time. That'd be like getting that... like, Bo Derek had that one poster, too. It'd be like getting a Bo Derek Funko Pop.
Yeah. But I
like that. Like, I like about... What I like about Funko is that you can get these really kind of obscure Funko Pops. Like, I bought my buddy Joe... Devil Wears Prada Funko Pop. Like, why is this made? Matt, why is this a real thing?
Matt, I bought the same one for my wife. My wife has that on her desk at work.
Yeah. It's great.
Did you ever watch the documentary that they have on Netflix? I did not watch it, but I have it in my list. There's like a Funko Pop documentary on Netflix. Anybody watch that?
Is it about how they decide which ones to make, or
I don't know. I don't know. It's like an hour and 20 minutes, but it's just like all about, I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like something.
I don't think they have much quality control, Travis. I think they just like make one out of any piece of shit they can think of. They're just like,
well, that is, they got to churn that shit. I mean, they're constantly just cranking out Funko Pops. It's like, how many different versions of John McClane would you like? Here's 15.
Right.
Why have we not done this yet? It's just a bunch of fucking cokeheads in a writer's room.
Getting on the airplane?
Right.
Why is there not a Con Air Nicolas Cage yet?
I like this one where his feet are bleeding. Like, that's the one that I want. And, yeah, like, they're kind of cool. Like,
honey, you bought me Nick Cage from Con Air. I wanted Nick Cage from Bringing Out the Dead.
Well, that's, you're in luck, because there's both. Travis, I have John McClane. Maybe,
of course you do.
Maybe I have a fucking Funko Pop problem. I think I probably have like 10.
No.
Is 10 too many?
Do you spend $500 a month on Funko Pops?
Yeah. Listen. I guess I could always use that as a defense, Travis. Like if my wife ever comes to me about my spending, be like, hey, this other guy, he spends $500 a month on Funko Pops.
A couple of my favorites that I have, I've got... Maximus Aurelius from Gladiator. I love that one. My Doc Holliday from Tombstone is one of my favorites. It's a fucking great Funko Pop. And then I've got a couple from The Little Shop of Horrors. I got The Dentist.
You got Seymour?
I don't have Seymour, no. I have The Dentist, and I have Audrey, too.
Travis, how many do you have?
Three.
You only have three?
Yeah, and the only reason I actually have any Funko Pops... is because the 3 months that I signed up for one of those like Nerd Block or whatever, those Loot Crate shit, they sent me one Funko Pop every month for the 3 months that I was subscribed to them.
Hey, Travis, let me ask you this. You've been driving around buying up Uncle Ben's?
Oh, man. I got a crate of Aunt Jemima.
Did you really, Travis?
They have it at my local little grocery store right now. They're like, I don't know if it's like if they know what the deal is, but they got a whole end cap of Aunt Jemima for like $1.29. I fucking stocked up on Aunt Jemima.
Travis, so you went and bought crate of Aunt Jemima pancake mix.
You put that, I bought years ago, there was the Brett Favre Sports Illustrated retirement issue. We got like a fully sealed box from the publisher that I got socked away. Like, I'm going to have this box of Aunt Jemima, this crate of Aunt Jemima syrup that I'm going to just pack away. This is my retirement, baby. This is going to get me through the golden years.
A $1.29, you probably make.
It's like 24 bucks, 26 bucks or something.
No way.
Once Aunt Jemima doesn't exist anymore and people are like, oh, remember when that bottle used to be in the shape of Aunt Jemima? And people are like, what are you talking about? It'd be like,
it was never in the shape of Aunt Jemima.
Oh, yes. Aunt Jemima went the same route as Mrs. Butterworth in the last handful of years.
Oh, it did?
Did it really?
Aunt Jemima is also now in the shape of just like Mrs. Butterworth. It's the same deal. It's a shittier plastic bottle. You know, remember when Mrs. Butterworth used to be in like a glass bottle?
Yeah.
But Aunt Jemima is now in the shape of Aunt Jemima as well, but it's like just a shitty, you know, syrup bottle or whatever. But once this is a distant memory and you can bring this back and be like, hey, Aunt Jemima, remember when she got canceled? You sell that for, you know, 20, 30.
Travis knows all this. Like, bucks. I love that he is in touch with, like, whoa, Matt, this is going to be hot.
Travis has been working this angle for years.
Oh, dude.
I know.
I mean, he's not new to the ball game. Travis has been.
No, he's not.
Travis got deep into the Twinkie game.
When brands get canceled, certain things shut down, you got to buy that up and you got to hold it. You know, it might take 10, 15 years, but there are crazy people out there that want this weird shit, like soda pops and all that stuff.
Yeah.
People love it. And I'll tell you what, if I can make $50 on a bottle of Aunt Jemima that I spent $1.50 on and I only have to hold it for 10 years, that is better than most stocks.
I agree with you. I just have no, sense of it. I have no sense.
You just got to keep your ear open. Like when they say we're rebranding, you immediately have to just buy that shit up. Like Joe Camel stuff goes for good money. I wish I would have been old enough to like take advantage of that. Like you just have to keep your ear out. If they say rebranding, if they say something is changing its logo or image because it's controversial, you gotta buy it up.
Well, Travis, I'll tell you what, they've been talking about renaming St. Louis, so I might just start holding on to all of my mail.
Just buy up St. Louis.
Just start holding on to my mail so that one day I can be like, hey, you want to see a solicitation for a Discover card that had the old name of our city on it?
What was the first city recently that they talked? Was it Columbus, Ohio? Was that the first one they said we need to change the name of this?
I don't know if I saw that one, Travis. They're going to rename Columbus?
I think Columbus, Ohio was the first one that they said they needed to shut down because of, you know, oh, Christopher Columbus. But that was the one that they decided to name Flavortown after Guy Fieri.
Oh, they're going to change the name of the city to Flavortown?
Flavortown was the name that was proposed for Columbus, Ohio.
That sounds like a joke, Travis, but I bet that would make that a tourist destination. I bet that their tourism would go up if they could start selling Flavortown merchandise and you know, like really zest up the place with some just make their logo like a flame.
Like a flame or somebody with like just like a silhouette, but you can see frosted tips.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that could actually work for him. I mean, sure, you know, you're used to your city being named what your city's named. But listen,
get over yourself. It's Flavortown now.
Right. Matt, you're all for all of it, aren't you? Just fuck it.
I'm seriously down with it all. Just destroy it.
Matt, the Dixie Chicks are just
Washington.
They're the Chicks now, the Dixie Chicks. You're okay with the, I guess who gives a shit with the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah. Name, remember that band that nobody's given a shit about for 25 years?
Listen, if you feel like you are in some way, shape or form contributing to some sort of social injustice, course correct.
I'm almost positive that the Dixie Chicks, and I might be wrong here. Maybe it's the opposite way. I want to say that I remember the Dixie Chicks involved in some kind of controversy with George W. Bush. And I don't recall if they bashed him or if they were on his
side.
They
did.
They said that he made them ashamed to be from Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They bashed him early on. But I'm all for it, man. Like, you know, the Confederate flag and the use of the Confederate flag, which isn't really the Confederate flag when you look into it. Like, it's all kind of contrived bullshit, but fuck it. Like it's a really kind of shitty piece of a display of our history and why people are glomming onto it. I mean, you know, I don't know, but
I'm on your side too, Matt. I feel like get rid of all this shit. I've never been a person to hold a flag as part of my identity or a song as part of my identity or what makes me proud to be an American or a Wisconsinite or any of that. Like none of this shit matters to me personally. And I feel like people get too attached to symbols that don't actually apply to them.
Right.
Right. Like they, you don't, why are you so attached to this thing that you weren't around for originally? It doesn't matter. It's not, right. It doesn't harm you. And if somebody else is feeling bad about it, just fucking get rid of it. Who cares?
Yeah,
make
yeah.
all flags like primary colors.
If honestly, I don't even understand the flag situation. Like our American flag, I could give a fuck. I have no, there is no part of me that is patriotic.
I mean, it's so pretty, Matt. If you look at all the countries, we have one of the better ones, I think. I like Brazil's flag, but Brazil's flag's pretty cool.
There's a couple of them that are really like cluttered. That
fucking
are just, like,
Japan
not...
really phoned it in, didn't they?
Oh, isn't it just like the red circle on the white?
The rising sun.
I like the rising sun.
Dorks.
Yeah, I like the rising sun.
Stupid.
But there's a couple of them that are just really cluttered and just like not appealing to the eyes. I do feel like the Old Glory is appealing to the eyes. But like I said, like Matt said, like I don't feel any. It's not part of who I am, right? Like sometimes I feel patriotic. If you're playing the national anthem or you're playing like a shitty Toby Keith song while there's fireworks going off and the American flag's in front of me, I might feel a little tinge of like, oh yeah,
man. You know what I like, Travis, at sporting events when like the guy goes up there to sing and then like halfway through he stops and you just hear the whole crowd singing. That gets me, Travis. That gets me.
The only time I ever feel patriotic is I will be going to the liquor store and I'll say, oh, hey, look, they made the Evan Williams bourbon bottle with like blue and red stripes. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
When they like change the Budweiser can to America.
All right. Okay. I can, you know, that's kind of neat.
I get real patriotic when I see the stars and stripes on the back of a truck with the silhouette of the Punisher logo. That's when I know. Yeah. Fuck yeah, America. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And then also on the same truck, Calvin is pissing on like a Chevy symbol.
Yeah, he's got to be pissing on a fucking Chevy symbol.
And those truck nuts are hanging off the back.
With
a giant Trump 2020 flag just waving in the wind.
You're going to need some fucking smokestacks on that bitch. Ugh. Just coughing.
That's how people get arrested for like jerking off in their car when they see cool shit like that.
Yeah, that is. You're right.
Oh yeah, redneck and proud.
Within reason.
And I'm proud to be an American.
No, I don't think we need to do within reason anymore. Within reason has gone out the window. We tried to do within reason.
No.
And within reason has gotten way out of control. So.
You take a stance. As hard left or hard right as you can. And I don't mean political party. I just mean take a stance in general, way left, way right. No in between. No subtlety.
You can't do in between because nobody is willing to have a conversation to where you can try to change somebody's mind in like a healthy way. Say, oh, I don't understand something. Like, oh, I don't understand what you're coming from.
Somebody at work the other day said to me, I don't even know how this came up. We were talking about TV or Netflix or something. And this guy says, he's like, yeah, well, I heard that they're going to make it a channel on Netflix for Black Lives Matter. And like Oprah or something was going to host it. And if they do that, I'm canceling Netflix. And I said, why would you do that? Well, I'm not going to support that kind of thing. And I said, do you really think your $12 a month really matters?
Whether steer or not the ship
they're going to create those contents. It's like your $12, they're going to pay for shit. They don't give a shit if you cancel your Netflix subscription.
Travis, I'll tell you what, I've gotten to a point now where like I just make up opinions on social media that I don't even have, hoping that somebody will argue with me. Like,
Somebody interact.
Like I posted the other day that I think Eminem should be canceled because he calls women the B word. And like people were replying to me and be like, yeah, good luck. And like I was just arguing with him because I was bored. I was just like, yeah, well, do you remember when he called cannabis cannabitch? That wasn't right. Like I don't even hold these opinions, but I was just arguing with people because I was bored. There was lots of people that were replying saying that. I was wrong to think the way I did, and I don't think the way that I did. I was just having a laugh.
You were trolling.
You're having a goof.
I was having a goof. Trolling. So maybe that's the next play.
Mike was on his Trolls World Tour.
Yep.
Maybe that's the new play, is I'll just start having opinions I don't have, because I am like staunchly in the middle, and I think that both extremes are ridiculous.
Bunch of jackasses.
But like, yeah, I can find extremists and just argue the other side. That's fine. Whether I believe it or not, you know, it doesn't matter anymore.
You know what my new favorite pastime is, and I don't really give a shit about any of this because people are going to be people. But I like to, it's usually really bad on my local newspaper's Facebook page. Anytime they post something about COVID or Trump or politics or anything, there's a bunch of fuck faces on there talking a bunch of shit that doesn't have anything to do with anything. You could tell they didn't read the article. They're just like, ah, fuck it. And what I've just taken to do on that is just reporting their comments as hate speech.
Do you remember when I was reporting the penises on Instagram, Travis, and you guys were giving me shit?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that.
Penis.
My favorite thing is when I report this shit for hate speech is when I see that their comment disappeared, and I know that my report worked.
Nice.
I really, really enjoy that very much. So I don't do this willy-nilly.
You like to snipe people anonymously.
Anonymous. Yeah, I don't comment. I don't like anything. I just like report them for hate speech. It's like, I think, you know, like I said, I don't do this willy nilly. I think the last one I did was something about God. What was
Mary?
It? Something about Mary.
Wow, Travis. It was something about Mary.
Something about Mary. Something about black people and how they're. God, I can't remember what it was. Something about how they commit most of the violent crimes, yet they're the smallest group that gets persecuted by the cops or something. So it's just some ignorant ass shit. It's just like stuff like that. I just love reporting that stuff as hate speech. Break. And then also something about Mary.
Should we take a break, Travis? I mean, Drunk's got to be here eventually, right?
No, I don't think he's showing up.
You don't think he's coming? Point, 40 minutes in, he's not coming.
Don't matter if you vote red or blue, cause you told a joke in 2002, it's true. The Twitter mob's coming for you. Context used to be the king. Now context don't mean anything, right on cue. The Twitter mob's coming for you.
What I kept getting advised was to just stay quiet and to not say anything. And that's the advice because we're all afraid. And I took it for that. I took the advice. And I thought, God, I'm gonna do this. You're right. I'm gonna say something to get myself into even more trouble. And when you say, I don't know what to do. I'm not a racist. I don't feel this way.
Apologize, count to 10. They'll make you apologize again. Shame on you. The Twitter mob's coming for you. Yeah. Da 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 da. W-F-O-T.
Having trouble deciding what products to buy because you don't want to support a business owner who doesn't agree with you politically? That's why I created the new Bilateral Pillow. We divide our workforce into two separate buildings, making it easy to tell which pillows were stuffed by like-minded allies.
Look, it says it right there on the box.
And me? Don't worry about me. I believe in nothing. The Bilateral Pillow. Don't lose any sleep over it.
Let me set you straight about something right now.
Live. Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
You've seen Straight Out of Compton. You've seen All Eyes on Me. But in 2018, you will see the true face of hip-hop.
You ain't never gonna make it out of this suburban New Mexico life, X.
But I need to do my raps.
For the first time on screen, the true story of Exhibit's rise to fame.
Make some noise.
We love you, Exhibit!
All of the struggles.
After three successful seasons, we have decided not to renew your cable television show.
The obligatory run-ins with the law.
Hello?
X, they revoked your license to drive in the Netherlands because you were going 160 and a 100. I guess your appearance at the charity race is canceled.
You've never seen a hip-hop biopic like this one. X to the Z, coming soon.
Those who have ears will pay attention. Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, our good friend Liquid Lozenge the other day, he tweeted out that it's common that everyone calls colored pencils pencil crayons.
Nobody does that.
And that's what I thought, Travis. I thought, no, like nobody has ever called it that.
Listen,
you're a crazy
person.
Yeah,
he's Canadian.
He said, oh, yeah, but I mean, the box says colored pencils, but nobody calls it that. They call it pencil crayons. And I thought, this is a crazy person here. This,
yeah. No, that's just a Canadian.
You think it's a Canadian thing?
Yeah, they got Mounties. They got maple syrup.
What a stupid fucking thing to call it, though, Travis. Pencil crayons?
Crayons.
Why would you do that?
Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, what it is, it's a pencil that isn't the graphite color.
Yeah, it's got colors.
Yeah, it's a colored pencil.
Colored pencil. That's foolish. That's a foolish thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
I would advise him, if that's literally what people around him are calling colored pencils, I'd advise him to
make new friends.
Shut that shit down.
Yeah.
Say, no, guys, we just call it what it is on the box.
Right.
It's colored pencil.
John Krasinski, Mandy sent me this the other day. They were mad at John Krasinski because what?
How can you be mad at the John Krasinski because he's Jim?
Well, what happened was there was people
he's been loved for so long.
There was people on the internet that were saying unkind things about this fella, Matt.
No, I can't believe it. I cannot.
And
I literally can't believe it.
This new Twitter account popped up. It's at Joey Gorp 85.
Yeah.
There was 84 other Joey Gorps,
I guess.
Well, that's the year he was born.
And all Joey Gorp did was defend John Krasinski to a point where people were starting to wonder if this Joey Gorp 85 is John Krasinski.
Oh, it's his burner account.
I mean, it hasn't been proven. But people are speculating. Do you think that it might just be fun to like just pick a celebrity and make a burner account that only defends that celebrity?
Is this the new way that you're going to troll now? Is you're actually going to create a burner account and defend these terrible
people? Yeah, I mean, we can just pick somebody.
Mike, you know what my other Twitter account is that used to be for my original podcast?
Travis,
Margot Robbie Twitter account.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't adamantly defend Margot Robbie on it, though.
No, but I mean,
well, Margot Robbie hasn't done anything wrong yet.
I should say I could preemptively be like, hey, Margot Robbie didn't do anything wrong when she did X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you need to do is start like a Ted Cruz Twitter account. Just like really Ted hyper Cruz? Defend him.
Try to get Ron Perlman to fight other people.
Matt, you'd be real busy if you picked somebody like Ted Cruz. You'd have to pick somebody that you know you could just check once a week.
Want to get some traction, you're going to need to really mature with it.
The best thing to do with those fake burner accounts then, right, is to get so much attention and then say, hey, check out the newest episode of the WFOD show.
So, like, we could defend one celebrity and retweet our links?
Yeah.
Just look for people talking shit about Richard Jenkins.
Yep. You defend Richard Jenkins to the point where people are like, what the fuck is this Richard Jenkins? And then you retweet one of our episodes.
Yeah. Right. Once you get the suspicion going where there's a couple of people saying it.
I met Richard Jenkins in line at a Food Lion, and he was like really nice. He let me go in front of him.
Thank you for staying in line, by the way. When did this thing turn the tides where people say waiting online?
Oh, I think that's just because of the internet, maybe.
It's always been waiting in line.
Yeah.
And now every time I listen to audio or podcasts or like read interviews or articles or anything, it's always people saying I was waiting online.
No, that's stupid.
That ain't right.
Travis. See, now we can change the name of our city and we can take down statues, but don't change English.
No,
I mean, like, right. It's been in line all this time. You leave alone.
No. Look, change it. Change it.
The Missouri flag, it's two bears high-fiving, and I'm not attached to that, but I am attached to saying in line as opposed to online. Online would be doing something on the internet.
Right.
Exactly. In line is standing waiting for a donut.
The first time that I ever heard somebody say waiting online, I was taken aback. I didn't get it. I'm like, what are they talking about? And even still now, like now I get when people say waiting online, but at the same time, it's still every time it's jarring to me because it's not what people say.
I get that. But recently we had a person at work who they were transitioning from female to male.
And did they have to wait on a line for that, Matt?
They wanted to. They wanted their pronoun to be they, them.
Oh.
I remember having a conversation with one of the bosses there who was like, well, that's not grammatically correct to sit there and say they, because they would be like a plural group of people.
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking, dude, just if it makes them feel comfortable, who fucking cares? Like, I understand it's a little bit of an inconvenience for you because you have been, you know, taught they, them, but just who fucking cares? Just move on.
I don't care either. If somebody makes it clear that this is what they want for themselves,
as long as they can understand that I'm going to flub every once in a while, right, and I'm going to say,
right. Be know, understanding that I might not get this right every time.
I'm right. Not going to get it right. And I right. still mess it up. And I work really hard to try to get, you know, what their preference is.
Well, as long as they don't develop the widely regarded way of treating people who are not necessarily perfectly politically correct in this atmosphere, where instead of attacking the person who did it wrong, they are like, let's take this as a learning moment or a teaching moment or a working together moment. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any problem changing the way that I discuss things or talk to people. But as soon as you attack me for the way that I did it without trying to have a discussion, then you automatically turn me off and I will go out of my way to be a dickhead about it because I'm a very reasonable person for the most part. And I just let's have a dialogue, right?
Matt he says he's a reasonable person. He's got a basement full of Uncle Ben's down there.
And Aunt Jemima. I got this in my comic book room. It's fine. It's all investment, baby. I mean, just as long as we can have a dialogue as reasonable people, you know, like I can listen to Trump people tell me why And I might say something. I might not say anything because I might know that it's, you know, going to fall on deaf ears. Sure.
Travis, I'll play either side on that for you. Trump, he isn't doing anything to make anything better. He's just trolling and being a dickwad. And Biden, he's a doddering old fool.
Absolutely.
Give me either side, Travis. I'll take it. Joe Biden, he keeps saying stupid shit. He just needs to shut the fuck up and let whoever is running his Twitter account talk.
Yeah. What he needs to do very quickly, Biden, is he needs to get a eloquent vice president and just let them talk and stop talking.
Right. He just said, hey, this guy that is running with me, he's going to do this one. I'm training him. It's on-site training. And he probably needs to tell people like what he's for instead of just that you shouldn't vote for the other guy.
He needs to stop like fighting with like auto workers.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
hey guys, I got this idea that I want to tell you about.
Here's what I would like to do.
Right. When I get in there, I got some big ideas. This is what they are. And quit talking about corn pop. And quit using weird old timey language. Probably just don't talk.
He's like a thousand. This, you know, it's super funny because he's a little bit more competent. But I know you guys are a little bit younger than me, but I remember when Bob Dole was running for president, and Joe Biden reminds me a lot of Bob Dole.
It was creepy because they're just had that old pencil in his hand, Travis.
They're just so old. They just need the people to talk for them.
Or what we should do is we should get
for
some
Joe Exotic
young people who can say shit, even if it's the wrong shit. Just people that can talk and express, their thoughts. That would be great if there was just like a person that said, "Hey, I'm going to run for president because I got some good ideas and I think I can help." And
here are my ideas.
And yeah, I think this guy's a dick and you shouldn't vote for him. But that's not what my focus is going to be. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to fix some shit.
Yeah, I'm not just saying let's defeat this guy. Let's do these things. It doesn't work like that anymore.
Probably not going to vote this time, Travis. I'm not going to go vote for either of these fools.
You vote for Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian candidate.
Oh,
you
heard. Go libertarian. What
you heard? You heard
Drunkard
Joe,
STL on the Twitters?
You listened to Joe
Where did
Jorgensen
you come from?
On Andrew Heaton's podcast.
Which one was he? Was he the one that's going to resign the first day?
No, she.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
It was the one lady.
Oh, I'll listen to it again. Yeah, I'll vote for that one, Travis. I have to show up to vote because I really want to vote out the governor, Parsons, because he's a dickwad. But. Yeah, I don't see myself voting for either of these fucking
butt fucks.
People. The fucking butt fucks. I
mean, like suckers, dick lickers, piece of shit fucks.
It's crazy to me that this is the best we can do.
Flabby fucking cunt.
There's no way it is the best we can do. It's the best that came around.
Sorry about all those faulty.
No,
emojis.
It's the best that was like fucking manipulated into our system. Right.
There was plenty of decent candidates. That's the thing. You're telling me out of all these millions and millions of people, these are the assholes that we have to vote on?
Yeah. Come on.
We need to get some. There's got to be somebody in some neighborhood somewhere. It's got great ideas. It's very charming and can get things done. Can talk to people, talk them into their way. It can't just be all of these doddering old fools. It's so fucking gross. Drunk, what are you so late for? How you doing?
I'm actually still working, so I figured I'd call in for the last however many minutes of the show and
say hi to the people, Drunk.
Well, it's good to hear from you. That's dedication when you're calling in from your job.
Drunk, weren't you supposed to be moved by now?
I thought I told you guys about that offer.
Oh, did you?
Maybe not. I'll let you guys know when the show's over.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Initially, he was supposed to be moved by.
So, April. Travis, no, he's not moved.
No,
yet.
Initially it was April, if I recall correctly. But you know, I mean, there's a lot of shit going on in this country right now. You can't expect him to move cross country when all this stuff's happening.
Drunk, have you added or subtracted dressers since you decided you were going to move? Or so same amount? Same amount of dressers, Drunk?
How about that pick of the week last week, though?
What?
Change the subject, Matt.
Yeah.
No dresser talk.
Travis,
I am going to think dressers and a table and a refrigerator and... Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to turn my speakerphone on, but that's not working.
Travis, there we go. Did you watch Drunk's pick of the week?
Oh, was that Rockafire explosion?
Travis, I've sent it to multiple people. I sent it to my sister. She stayed up till like 11:30 the other night watching it. And
that's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's great, Travis. I got
to check it out yet.
I went into like a whole tailspin of finding out what has happened since the documentary is made in like 2008.
No.
And since then, the Rockafire explosion is performed with CeeLo Green. And
nice.
They were featured in a car museum in Chicago, but that has since gone away. But yeah, that documentary is great, Travis. You need to watch.
I'll have to watch. I got Terminator Dark Fate on Blu-ray from the library, and I've just been watching that on a loop.
Oh God, was that a piece of shit or what, Travis?
Oh, bad movie.
I dug it.
No, you did.
You did.
I loved it.
Listen. Real quick. I did enjoy some of the devil's lettuce before.
Oh, here we go.
But on the devil's lettuce, I was like, this fucking movie rules. I really dug it. I thought it was fucking awesome. I really did. I thought all the characters were cool. I thought the action was awesome. I thought the special effects were kick ass.
Maybe that's what I need, Travis. That's how I need to watch Terminator Dark Fate.
Yeah, get on that devil's lettuce, baby, that wacky tobacky, and then be like, oh, fuck, dude. They totally changed the whole timeline by saving John Connor, but then John Connor dies, and now it's another person that starts the resist. It's fucking, I love it.
A Mexican gal.
Yeah.
And they put flamenco guitars in the Terminator theme.
Yeah.
And they had to cross the border.
Yeah. I gotta call my boss. It's a good time to you guys. I'll see you next week.
Drunk pick of the week, Drunk?
Pick of the week, fireworks for the 4th of July. Go explode them in your neighborhood.
Woo!
Perfect. Nice talking to you, buddy.
All right, love you guys.
Peace.
What a dick.
Ah! He called in.
Yeah.
He did.
Guy's got a job. He's got to work. He works. He's a hard worker.
I hear you. You tell me how many dressers you got. He's fucking hiding them. He's keeping it a secret from us, Travis.
It's the shame. The shame drives him to hide his dresser quantity.
Matt, you got a pick of the week, Matt.
Well, my pick of the week, I'm going to throw it at The Office.
The United States version of The Office?
Yeah, I've been watching that with the family, the kids as well, and really enjoying watching that with them.
Had you never seen it before, Matt?
Or
you
no, just, I've seen it, a rewatch? And I watched it. But it's funny to see the kids, like, you know.
Yeah, they love it. Matt, did you see my post on Facebook, the Father's Day card that my daughter made me?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah,
we're on our like eighth rewatch of The Office. Like we've watched through the entire season like eight times, and probably like six times as a family. So I get it. The kids fucking love it.
Well, guys, yeah. Joey Gorp 85 would really appreciate you guys speaking kindly of The Office.
Did you know that the only reason that Jim and Pam stayed together in the final season was because John Krasinski said, don't fuck up this relationship because fans are going to hate it. The lead writer in season 9 was going to break them up because if you recall,
that would have been really stupid.
Yeah. They started to have the little drama.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And then she was going to fuck that cameraman.
Yeah. Jim was out of town trying to do the Philly thing with the athlete. And, they broke the fourth wall with the sound guy talking to Pam and like consoling her. And that was actually going to be written into create Jim and Pam to break up. And John Krasinski told the showrunner and the writer that you are at this point in season 9, only hardcore fans are left.
Right.
You
are that's how you're going to end the show is Pam running off with some unknown sound guy.
Piss them off, because from the beginning of this show, 9 seasons ago, it was all about whether or not Jim and Pam would get together.
Right.
So John Krasinski is pretty much a hero.
Yeah. You know, it could have just been like something controversial that we still make fun of.
It could have been like Dexter becoming a fucking lumberjack.
Yeah.
Or that would have been cool.
Or the end of The Sopranos when like it just went black and you wrote your own ending.
I kind of like that best.
You're just kind of like,
This is what I think happened. Yeah.
No, you tell me what happened. I've been watching this for 100 years. You fuckers. You tell me what happened.
This shit's been going on for a third of my life.
Yeah.
What is the fucking epilogue here?
Yeah. Well, what happened? Put up a little text up there. I was so pissed off, Travis. I thought that the cable went out. Like, I was sitting there with my parents and it just went black. And we were like, what the fuck does this mean? And then they started running the credits. And I was like, no, fuck you.
Last episode.
I was yelling, fuck you at my television, Travis. I was so mad.
I was lucky because I did not watch The Sopranos in real time. I watched the first 2 seasons in real time and then bailed and then tried to watch it again. And actually, just recently, I think I told you, within just the last couple of years was the first time that I watched The Sopranos all the way through. So I knew what to expect from the last episode, and it totally worked for me.
No, but when you watch it in real time and you spend all that time on a show and then the last season, they had like 2 episodes where he was in a dream sequence or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like
episodes.
And then they're like, fuck it. This is the end. Nothing.
All done now.
The end is nothing. I hope you liked it. Bye. Thanks for all the money.
That's how I was with Dexter. When it's like, I watched that show in real time. I loved it so much. I couldn't wait for a new episode to come on. When that when that finale popped up, I was so excited. And then when he drove into the storm with his fucking dead sister, and then the next thing was so a lumberjack. I just can't. I can't. I'll never get over Dexter becoming a lumberjack ever.
Laura got really into Dexter for like a couple of weeks, and I told her all about our Jimmy Smith's policy that when Jimmy Smith shows up in a TV show, it's time to stop watching that TV show. And she did. She saw Jimmy Smith and she said, I'm going to take your advice. The first 2 seasons were great.
Good time. That's when you should tap out of.
The Trinity Killer season.
That's it. That's all you need. That is the pinnacle.
Yeah. And then maybe just follow it up with the Colin Hanks season just to follow it up.
Travis, there was a Colin Hanks season.
Yeah.
Was he a killer?
No, he was Joel Osteen.
Oh. Did he get killed?
Yeah, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed him.
Oh. Was Jimmy Smits gone by then?
Yeah.
I don't
even remember Jimmy Smits in that show.
He was in the third
Jimmy
season. Jimmy Smits
was like, he found out about Dexter and he was trying to help him. Like, but he was like a local figure. And everybody loved Jimmy Smith.
Travis, he sucked. And then,
my favorite seasons of NYPD Blue have Jimmy Smith in them. So I get your point for the most part. But
wait, wasn't Jimmy Smith the replacement for David Caruso?
No, he was after. Yeah.
When David Caruso left,
and before
it was Jimmy
Smith. Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, fuck after David Caruso left.
Nah, still a good show.
Yeah, and Sons of Anarchy, when Jimmy Smith shows up, you've gone too far.
He was banging Katie Sagal in that show, wasn't
it? Sons of Anarchy was really good up until they went to Ireland, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah,
that show had more bad episodes than good episodes, and I watched it all the way to the end.
the first, I think it was the third season or the fourth season is when they went to Ireland.
Yeah.
But like everything up to that point.
Well, the Ireland season was terrible too.
It was so bad because like that was
fucking boring.
Yeah, that was the one where the baby was like kind of stolen.
That writer like, you could tell when he just didn't know what else to do. Like, he was just making it up as he went along, and then he was like, well, I mean, I don't know what to do, so I guess we'll just blow some people up!
Yeah, yeah. Kurt Sutter, the guy who wrote that show, was fucking married to Katie Seagal, and that's why her story dragged out way too long.
I don't know what to do with these characters anymore, so they were just in a drive-by that means nothing.
Yeah. It was
Early seasons of that show were so amazing. Like when
the first season, when
Opie gets taken out in prison and shit, it was so fucking good.
Dude, when Opie fucking kills that agent, just like that was
Uzi.
Insane.
Done.
Travis, pick of the week, Travis.
Travis's pick of the week this week is a movie called Scare Package. It is an anthology motion picture that kind of breaks the mold. Usually an anthology horror comedy motion picture will have, you know, 3-4 segments in it with a couple of bookends. Scare Package has 8 segments in the middle of it and 2 different bookends. It is very good. I watched it on the last drive-in with Joe Bob on Shudder, but you can watch it without Joe Bob on Shudder as well. I know I talk Shudder a lot, but Scare Package is a really good time, really fun. Stars Chase Williamson from John Dies at the End, which is a fucking great movie. There's a couple of segments that are kind of borderline, like, who gives a shit, but overall that motion picture is really good.
The best one was the camping one.
The camping one was so good. My favorite was the end, like the bookend, where they're in that fucking institution thing and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And Chase Williamson's like just like losing his mind. People are dying. Scare Package was so good. I liked it very much. It was so fun. Check out Scare Package on Shudder.
Guys, we did it. We'll do it again probably in about a week from now. I would guess. Matt, I'm so high that I could feel heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys, thanks. Tell a friend. What else, Travis? What else?
Heaven.
At Joey Gorp 85. So that's John Krasinski's burner account. Guys, bye. Bye. I'm so high, I can see.
I can see heaven.
You gotta do it right.
But heaven, don't see.
I'm so high, I can see heaven.
That was really good, Travis.
Thank you so much.
Like when you said, you got to do it right. I was like expecting, honestly, it to be more parody driven.
Not exactly like Chad Kroeger.
And then you did it. And I was like, I could,
you were
listening
like,
to a tribute band. That,
oh my
only
God.
That.
Travis feels this in his bones. Is what you were thinking.
I forgot to tell you guys about my weekend gig in Nickelback. It's a tribute band.
Someone told me, save us. But how can that be? Look what love gave us. A world full of killing.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636
487 hand. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye. And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait. I'll hold on to the wings of the eagles. Watch as we all fly away. And they're watching us. They're watching us. Yes, we are.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.